it's going to test your squad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think so. And that's why we've set ourselves up now after this new look window in terms of, you know, you can't do any emergency loan stuff after it shut. So you have to have everyone in place, and then you have to understand that squad has to be ready for the rigours of the Championship, which we know and we all appreciate is thick and fast in terms of the games and the intensity of the games and the amount of games, the volume of a Championship season. But we'll be ready, and I think, you know, to come back off international break and play Tuesday, Saturday. It's quite nice in some ways because you kind of miss that game in the 2 weeks. It's nice to have a breather. It's always nice to have a breather after a good win and reflect on one or two things. Listen, you know, I'm not the sort of person that reflects and thinks everything's amazing because we've won one game before the international break. You always look at everything as a period. But, I think we'll be ready and looking forward to these next two.
The first of those two games is away at Fulham, where you had a great result last year.
Yes, listen, I mean, that would rank among any of my managerial games as a high in terms of the result, but not just the result, the way we played. I thought on the day, you know, could have been probably 8-2 or 8-4 even, if I'm going to give them complete credit. But it was a fantastic game, fantastic crowd, great atmosphere. But, you know, I'm not stupid enough to think that a new look Fulham team under Slavisa Jokanovic, who's, you know, a very experienced manager, you know, had good success with Watford, got them promoted. So, and probably look at their team now, and you could honestly say that it's starting to look more like his team. So therefore, it's going to be a different type of challenge. We're going to have to be better, or at least as good as we were that day, I think, to go and get a result. But we're looking forward to the game.
How have your new signing settled in?
Yeah, really well. It's slightly different circumstances because Lucas has come straight into the group, trained and been fine, worked really, really hard. Again, shows what a real good character, a team player, and shows a lot of his abilities in the week's training that we've had. Worked incredibly hard and coped with that physical load of the work that we always do in the international breaks. Royce came in with sort of 7 days without training because he just had a slight hamstring tightness. So again, we've been a little more cautious with him because we want to make sure that he's fine. So he's been with the sports science and medical teams for the international break, and should train with the first team today. So be nice to see him. Be good to. I've had a couple of chats with him. He's looked bright and he's worked really hard with the lads. So it'd be nice for him certainly to get back in with a group today and have his first proper day's training.
Now you've got that squad, and it is your squad, as you've just said. That's the squad you've got to go with. Are you any closer to knowing what your preferred 11 is?
Yeah, I think it's always difficult because, you know, I think it comes in fits and starts during the season. I think last season, if you look, we started with a preferred 11 and had good success for about 7 or 8 games. Then it tailed off, so then you have to try and find another preferred 11. So right. I think the team we put out Saturday was probably our most hard working and powerful team that we've put out probably since I've been here. But that doesn't mean to say that in every game that's going to be the case. You know, we've got a lot of players chomping at the bit out of that team at the moment. But what you want is a settled winning team that other players are having to work incredibly hard and being motivated to get into, and the ones that are in it are motivated to stay in it. You know, so. So that, to probably answer your question in about 15 different ways, probably no.
You mentioned hard work there, and looking at the transfer window activities with better players, there'll be teams where you can be outplayed, but presumably your philosophy will be, well, we'll never get outfought.
No, and I think that, listen, in an ideal world, you want the best players and the hardest working players, because I mean, that's the epitome of a great team. But I think, like you say, when two of the Championship teams can spend around 110 million between them, and you look at, you know, us, that, you know, you're just not going to be able to get to those sort of levels or even close to probably a lot of the teams, because the spending seems to have been inordinate in the Championship this season. Everyone seems to be throwing all sorts at it. But what you have to do is, and I've always said the same, you have to then find a system and a solution that fits the characteristics of A, what you want as a manager, but B, what you think your team's capable of. You know, we play slightly differently here to we played at Birmingham. You know, we started our tenure here, play in a slightly different way to we probably did last season. This season, I think we're going to have to play a slightly different way to last season. So you're always trying to evolve, you're always trying to do things differently. But I think the work ethic, Tom, and that commitment and desire for, you know, if you can get that every single game, then you will be up and around the top end of the league. I've got no doubt, regardless of whether you've got the best players or not. I think the challenge for us is always the same. We play against Norwich, we put in an unbelievably committed performance. Yeah. And the challenge now is, can we do that again? Or after winning 3-0, do we now think we don't have to quite work as hard? And I think the hallmark of a good team is the mentality of it, and the, then being able to produce those performances are full of desire week in, week out.
Well, you look at Norwich, and they had better players. With all due respect to your squad, they had better players. You know, the way to go, won't it? Never been any different, probably, over 100 years, stopping the opposition and earning the right to play.
Nah, look, you, when you look at, you know, again, you can go through the history books, you know, and even in recent history, you can look at, again, Leicester last season won the Premier League with the least amount of possession in the whole division. You know, you look at certain teams, you know, Burnley beat Liverpool 2-0 with low possession. You know, for us, of course, that's something we always want to try and improve on. And again, I thought that, you know, to a certain degree against Norwich, we played with a little bit more freedom on the ball, and it was something we'd looked at, and we want to try. I've said that before, we want to try and be better. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to compromise our chances of winning a game by trying to look good. And I think there's a balance, you know, if we can play, if we can look great, if we can entertain, and we can have lots of shots and chances and win games of football, that is perfection for me. If you don't quite feel we're ready to be quite that expansive, then you have to try and find a way to go bit by bit and slowly but surely. But, you know, I think it is always a challenge when you... I think we've got some excellent players. Yeah. I think we've got some really good players. But, yes, we, you know, we're not going to go and spend £10 million on instant goals and success. So, therefore, you have to respect the ability of some of your opponents.
And then, of course, you're sitting looking at a league that's going to be tough. You said it would be tough before the start of the season. How do you feel about the league now that all that money's been spent?
I think your chances? Yeah, I think it's a different league. I said this at the end of last season. I said if we want to be successful this year, we have to be better. We have to be better in every single aspect of what we do. And I can't accept people being the same, you know, because unfortunately for me, that means us standing still and going backwards. So... you know, that's why we've had to sort of make one or two so far. I'm in no different a mindset now in terms of, you know, I think we've got to keep pushing to be better. And if we're better, we might have a chance of finishing higher than 10th. We might have a chance of finishing in the playoffs. You know, we might be around where we want to ideally be, which is challenging to get out of this division. But we're only going to do that if we keep improving and we keep showing the type of improvement that we did against Norwich. I mean, it's ironic for us at the moment because, you know, you look over the sort of close to 2 years that we've been here now, you know, we've had some fantastic results in the big games, which, listen, I mean, that's the biggest issue for any manager is to gain that consistency over the course of a 46-game season.
Injuries, anybody in or out?
No, I think we're okay. I think, Roy, like I said, Royce will train with us today. Whether it'll be too quick for Saturday, possibly Tuesday for him at the moment. But I think everyone's fine. I mean, young Cole McFarlane, unfortunately for him, got an injury in the under-23s, which I think might be a little bit worse than just a knock. But in terms of the first team group, I think there's only Jack Storer that's unavailable anyway, but he's still injured after his kick on the advertising audience.